up a ball. Just another Wednesday night on Bourbon Street. Come on, fellas. The go-go girl on the balcony wagged her boob at a pair of drunken sailors. They stood swaying on the curb, watching their pal puke into the gutter. Be a gent and buy a lady a drink. The sailors leered up at her. How much?
How much you got?
Guidry smiled. And so the world spins round. The go-go girl had black velvet kitten ears pinned to her bouffant and false eyelashes so long that Guidry didn't know how she could see through them. Maybe that was the point. He turned onto Bienville, easing through the crowd. He wore a gray-on-gray nailhead suit the color of wet asphalt, cut from a lightweight wool-silk blend that his tailor ordered in special from Italy. White shirt, crimson tie. No hat. If the President of the United States didn't need a hat, then neither did Guidry. A ride-on royal. The bellhop at the Monteleone scrambled to open the door for him. How's tricks, Mr. Guidry?
Well, Tommy, I'll tell you, Guidry said. I'm too old to learn any new ones, but the old ones still work just fine.
The carousel bar was popping, as usual. Guidry said, hello, hello, hello. How are you, how are you? As he worked his way across the room. He shook hands and slapped backs and asked Fat Phil Lorenzo if he'd eaten dinner or just the waiter who brought it. That got a laugh. One of the boys who worked for Sam Saya hooked an arm around Guidry's neck and whispered in his ear,
I need to talk to you.
Then talk we shall, Guidry said. The table in the back corner. Guidry liked the view. One of life's enduring truths. If something was after you, you wanted to see it coming first. A waitress brought him a double Macallan rocks on the side. Sam Saya's boy started talking. Guidry sipped his drink and watched the action in the room. The men working the girls working the men. Smiles and lies and glances veiled by smoke. A hand sliding up under the hem of a dress, lips brushing against an ear. Guidry loved it. Everyone here looking for an angle to work, a tender spot.
We already have the place, Frank. It's perfect. The guy owns the building, the bar downstairs. He'll front for peanuts. He might as well be giving it to us for free.
Table games, Guidry said.
High class all the way, a real carpet joint. But the cops won't talk to us. We need you to smooth the way with that asshole cop Dorsey. You know how he likes his coffee.
The art of the payoff. Guidry understood each man's price, the right kicker to close the deal. A girl, a boy, a girl and a boy. Lieutenant Dorsey of the 8th District, as Guidry recalled, had a wife who would appreciate a pair of diamond pendant earrings from Adler's.
You understand that Carlos will have to go along with it, Guidry said.
Carlos will go along with it if you tell him it's a good play, Frank. We'll give you 5 points for your piece.
A redhead at the bar had her eye on Guidry. She liked his dark hair and olive skin, his lean build and dimpled chin, the Cajun slant to his green eyes. The slant was how the guineas could tell that Guidry wasn't one of them.
5? Guidry said.
Come on, Frank, we're doing all the work here.
Then you don't need me, do you?
Be reasonable.
Guidry could see the redhead working up her nerve with every slow revolution of the merry-go-round. Her girlfriend egged her on. The padded silk back of each seat at the carousel bar featured a hand-painted jungle beast. Tiger, elephant, hyena.
Oh, nature red in tooth and claw, Guidry said.
What?
Saya's boy said.
That's Lord Tennyson I'm quoting, you uncultured barbarian.
10 points, Frank. Best we can do.
15. And a look at the books whenever the mood strikes. Now skedaddle.
Saya's boy glowered and seethed, but such were the rude realities of supply and demand. Lieutenant Dorsey was the hardest-headed cop in New Orleans. Only Guidry had the skill to soften him up. He ordered another scotch. The redhead crushed out her cigarette and strolled over. She had Cleopatra eyes, the latest look, and a gold